quite sure how to follow that, to be perfectly honest. It sort of rather upstaged me, I think. But, I'm saving my sweet for Ron. Later, Ron. Okay, yeah. Anyway, I just thought it was great. Miranda Hart sprung to mind. Such fun, wasn't it? Such fun to see the children really enjoying themselves and whatever. I really liked the Christmas presents thing. Amy, hair curlers, you've got such lovely straight hair. Why do you want to curl it? I don't understand. Okay, well, you've got to make the choice, haven't you? Alice, laptop, schoolwork, really? And Mark with a Formula One car. Don't think that's going to fit in the stocking, is it? It's not going to happen. And I have to say, that performance as well, what a performance. It was just from the heart. It was very thespian, I think, wasn't it? That you think, really, really good. when Ray asked me to talk at this service, I have to admit, I did think, why does he want me to do it when we've got a perfectly capable minister here at the BBC who is actually trained to do this sort of thing? And then I thought back to Andy's comments earlier in the year, which I'm not going to repeat, but I'm sure you can all remember. But I thought, no, I'll let Chris have the morning off because it's nearly Christmas. And, so sort of here we are then. I've really struggled, actually, since Ray asked me to talk, what to actually talk about. Nothing really sort of seemed to come to mind. I'm not really quite sure why that really should be. Can any of the children perhaps help me out? Do you think you could maybe give me some sort of idea as to what to talk about this morning? Jacob?
Christmas and the birth of Jesus.
Cracking answer. Cracking answer. I should have thought of that myself, shouldn't I, really? This is really low. I'm going to have to lift it up a bit. I can't. This one. Bring it up to proper height. I should have done that at the start. Yeah, so it's obvious, isn't it? We're going to talk about Christmas, really. Not Easter, but Christmas. So I was talking to Freya about that before we started. So most people I know, I don't know about you, actually really like Christmas, really love it, don't they? They have a really nice time. We all would look forward to it and whatever. And lots of people like going to parties, and some people like the eating and drinking. I like that bit. And the treats and whatever. Not necessarily. Do you remember those eat me dates that you used to get? I'm not really sure whether or not they're treats, are they? I'd rather have that box of celebrations that's over there, to be perfectly honest. Some like traditional Christmases, don't they? Some like the carols, the presents, and I'm sure you've got your own sort of favourite things that you like to do at Christmas time. Most of us here have families, and we spend time with our families over Christmas, and we celebrate Christmas perhaps in our own individual ways. So, for example, a typical Cobbold family Christmas starts on Christmas Eve, when everyone, and especially when the kids were younger, start to get really excited and leave. They start to leave their stockings out and put mince pies and whiskey out for Father Christmas, and the milk and the carrots out for Rudolph, and start to get really excited. I remember as a child, actually, leaving a rather old, green, woolly stocking out for my presents. I think they were my mum's. They were hideous, and I just hope that she never actually wore them, to be perfectly honest, because they were awful, really awful. But I just remember them on Christmas morning being full of stuff and stretched, hopefully, with all the presents that were inside. On Christmas morning, obviously, we'd go down and collect these. I'd make my younger sister go down first just in case Father Christmas was still behind the door. That's one of the advantages of being a big brother, I think. So at Christmas time, you sometimes look back, don't you, and you think of all the memories and all the things that you've done in all of your Christmases and whatever before, and I'm sure, like me, you can recall lots of happy memories. When Daisy was two, for example, she really liked the Teletubbies. Anybody remember the Teletubbies? And in particular, she really liked Lala, which is the yellow one. And on Christmas Day, she just would not open any of her presents. We tried everything to try and get her to open it. In the end, we had to tell her there was a Lala in every one. And it took us ages to get all of her presents sorted out. Tilly, we caught her one year under the dining room table, covered in melted chocolate, with both Daisy and Noah's advent calendars, along with hers as well, under the table. She'd eaten the lot. So as a father, you obviously said, Tilly, have you eaten all the chocolate? She said, boo. And, you know, Noah too gives me some particular funny memories and whatever as well. I was actually taking him to work a couple of weeks back, and I was moaning to him, being a bit of a Scrooge, and talking to him about how people don't remember the real meaning of Christmas, and it starts in October and whatever. And he said, well, it's when we celebrate the birth of Jesus, isn't it? And I said, yeah, it is. And I thought of Shona and Sunday Club and whatever. It's not completely wasted on Noah if he's thinking about, you know, Jesus' birthday and whatever. And he said, well, I'd really like to help celebrate Jesus' birthday this year by you buying me an iPhone 8. So, but what I'm trying to say is we all do our own things at Christmas sometimes, don't we? Well, not sometimes, we do our own thing at Christmas. So keeping all of your individual memories of Christmases past in mind, I want you to imagine with me this morning that there's a time machine here, and for you Doctor Who fans, maybe a TARDIS or something. But I want you to imagine that we're going to go back in time. You can even imagine maybe H.G. Wells, he had a time machine, didn't he, and whatever. Or maybe for the younger ones, or from the 80s, anyway, the DeLorean in Back to the Future. Just imagine that there is a time machine there. And I want you to take you back to the year. I really struggle with this. I'm not sure whether it's AD 0 or 1, but I want you to take you back to the year after Jesus was born. Okay, the year after the birth of Christ. So quick flash, we're there, downtown Bethlehem now. Okay, you can picture it in your head. What do you see? What do you see in your mind's eye the year after Jesus was born? What do you notice? So I'm thinking about this and I'm thinking, it's the year after Jesus was born. What do you imagine? Maybe it would be like Jesus himself wouldn't be there. He'd be 1 year old now, wouldn't he? Probably toddling around. I would imagine that Bethlehem would probably be less busy because there's no census going on or anything like that. There'd probably be loads of rooms available too. If Mary and Joseph were to come this year, they'd probably get a room. Then I started to think about the shepherds. I wonder whether the shepherds were still actually shepherding. Is that a word? I think it probably is a word. And then I thought they were maybe up in the hills and maybe even sort of looking back over the previous year's events. You can sort of imagine a conversation between the shepherds, can't you? I sort of assuming there are three of them. Hey, do you remember last year? Do you remember that star? Yeah, bright, wasn't it? Yeah, led us to that stable place in Bethlehem. Oh, that baby. Yeah, made a change from sitting here in the cold looking at sheep and washing socks and stuff. So, and the wise men, obviously, they came from afar. And I wondered if they looked back. It doesn't actually say how far afar was away. Did you ever think about that? Anyway, do you remember that trip we made last year? Oh, it was a long way, wasn't it? Long way afar. Yeah, and you took the wrong turning, and we ended up at that palace. Well, it wasn't my fault. I was still having a ball on my scooter, bibbing me hooter. See the Christmas thing there? Anyway, we've had fun this morning, and I hope I've brought you some sort of light things to perhaps remember. But just on reflection, I wonder how many babies were born in that in that year in Bethlehem. I bet there was more than a few. And it's also likely that perhaps there were lots of babies being born on the same day that Jesus was actually born. But the one thing about the birth of Jesus is that that birth of that baby literally changed everything. Absolutely changed everything. That day we now call Christmas Day, from that day on would never be the same again. So Christmas may start too soon, may start in October, and Christmas may be also be too commercialised. There may be too many Christmas adverts, and we may even eat and drink too much, but the fact is that Christmas Day happens because God sent his Son, and nobody can argue with that. Nobody can argue with that fact. So we've had fun this morning, it's been great, but I just want to leave you with this thought. Remember over this coming Christmas period that there is no Christmas without Christ. Amen.